This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Even before the earthquake back in 2010, Haiti was no easy place. Hardships and poverty, instability and violence are a long part of its history. You throw in some wrenching family reality, and that's a good part of the plot of Edwige Dantica's new novel. It's called Claire of the Sea Light. Edwige, good to speak with you.
Good to speak with you.
This is a story that has so many characters in it. And if you read the reviews and if you listen to other interviews you've done, people talk about the people and the sea is a big character in this book. I wonder, though, what you think of this proposition that that poverty and aspiration and wanting something better is also a character in this book.
Absolutely. You're the first person who said it, but I think it's absolutely right on track. This idea of wanting better for oneself, wanting better for one's child, in an environment where the actual environment, the political environment, the financial opportunities are villains, if you will, obstacles in your way. So absolutely, dreaming, aspiring, working hard, all of these are part of the fabric of this book.
To get to the plot just a little bit, because obviously I don't want to give it away, but Claire of the Sea Light is given away by her father in hopes of a better life. I mean, that's the crux of this book.
Her father, like a lot of parents in this type of difficult situation, has to make a very horrible choice, a sort of Faustian bargain, whether he wants to keep her with him or whether he wants to let her live with somebody else who can give her a better future. And in the book, the father, thinking about market, thinking about money, writes a letter to Claire saying, you know, I'm not selling you, because he realizes that there are situations in which people do sell their children.
That's really interesting, actually. And we should say just parenthetically that Claire's mother dies in childbirth, which is why, you know, the father's having a tough time. But that idea that it's not a transaction, that there's not a price to this little girl is revelatory in a little bit of a way.
Well, because to him, it's important for his daughter to know that this is not just another situation where people have been sold, because we also, our society, Haiti, are societies that were initially formed out of a very terrible transaction, the horrible slave trade. You know, the sale of human beings is so deep a part of our history that, you know, whenever elements of it emerge in our day-to-day transactions, it's something that is that's painful and uncomfortable, even in the present.
You talk about the city, the town, actually, that this book takes place in, Villerose, as a town that is 5% wealthy, which, of course, harkens to this thing we had 3 or 4 years ago here of the 99% at Occupy and the 1%. Do you ever look at what happens in America and say, you guys have no idea what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, I think that would be the simple way to do it, right? Because
well, I'm so glad I pointed it out then. Yeah.
I live in America, because if I say it simple, I'm talking to myself also. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the things that is always worth remembering is that there are cities in America where you could find very parallel situations to places in the developing world, the super rich people, the way that wealth is distributed. And there are also parallels in poverty.
Edwige Dantica's latest book, it's a novel, is called Claire of the Sea Light. Edwige, thanks a lot. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. And thank you for talking about a novel on Marketplace.
I know, right? Go figure that one out. Take care.
Thank you.